Hello?
Hi, Tom. It's Nadine. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're almost to Friday.
Yes.
Even better. It's a busy weekend for me, man. I'm like, and it just gets busier as the holidays get closer.
Sure. That's so good, busy, being busy.
Yes, it is. It is. But, you know, it's important to get your rest in between too, right? Be able to reset. That's what I say.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I know when we spoke the other day, you wanted me to give you a call on Thursday, because I know that you had, you know, as far as with the financial, because you had purchased some materials and stuff. So that's why I was calling to follow up with you. Is this a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good time.
Awesome. Okay. So it takes just about 10, 15 minutes for us to set up the account. And then we'll also schedule your client interview for a time that's convenient for you. Okay?
So, sure.
Tom, is Tom your first name or is it Thomas and you go by
Thomas?
Tom? Okay. But you prefer to be called Tom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your last name, Tom?
Stender, S-T-E-N-D-E-R.
Okay. And what is going to be the best email address for you? This is where we'll send your receipt and correspondence from us.
Okay. T as in Tom, P-S, 212-6583@gmail.com.
Okay. And I'm just going to repeat that back to you. T as in Tom, P as in Paul, S as in Sam, 212-6583@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, so the first thing that I'm going to send over to you is going to be two emails. The first email will be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to have everything outlined that's included in our program. And then it also is going to show that the price is $249, okay, month to month with no contracts, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me do that. And then you're also going to receive a second email from me. Now, the second email is going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay?
Okay.
And what it's going to do, it's going to give you an overview of the reporting system because, of course, you're also going to be able to track your success. So it kind of gives you that overview, like the layout of it, so you can
get familiar.
Okay?
Got it. Yes.
And then remember that we're also including that website that we're building for you. So they'll discuss that with you in the client interview. And I'll also notate it in the account as well.
Okay.
Get those two emails out. And then we're going to start verifying, like, the business information. So the phone number that you want clients to call you on is going to be the 323-437-0807. Is that correct? The number you want listed? All right.
Yes, at this time, yes.
Okay. Now, at any time, if you need to change the number, just make sure to update us so that way we can go ahead and update it where it needs to be updated, all right?
Okay. I don't know if I'd ask you, but I'm just thinking if I got a local number, you know, for this area that I plan on targeting, I was wondering if that might be a good idea, but I don't know, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of hit and miss with those, but I will tell you this. I mean, it doesn't mean that people won't call you. I mean, there's even people, like, out in, you know, back east, and they have a 714 number.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I mean, they still get calls.
It's like being in the world. Yeah,
right.
Everybody's from all over. It's true.
Exactly.
True. I'll stick with that number. That's a good
But if you should change this, if you should change it, just let us know and we'll update it, okay?
Okay.
Now, the company, of course, I have the company name to read as Tom's, and that's with an apostrophe S, Handyman Service. Is that how you want it to be listed?
Handyman Solutions.
Handyman Solutions, okay. That's why I re-verify everything.
I have an LLC for that, I believe, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
So with that name.
Okay. So Tom's with the apostrophe S.
Don't know what that means yet, but yes, I have.
Okay, and that's Handyman Solutions. Okay, great.
Yes, Handyman now, Solutions with an S at the end.
With an S at the end, plural. Gotcha. Now, We're also going to have Google send out that PIN code to you, right? The PIN code, it'll come in the mail, and it is the size of a postcard, okay?
Okay.
I do see an address. I don't know if this is the address you would be using. I see an address affiliated. It's 545 Jordan Avenue.
For me?
Yeah.
No. That's
okay.
Not my address.
And, you know, and that's why I verify everything, because what happens is when we do searches for the company name, right, it'll give if there
yes.
was an address affiliated to that at one time, but I always like to confirm.
Okay. Okay.
What address are we going to have them send it to? And this address will also be hidden on Google. They're not going to see it. Okay?
Okay. Yes. 91 Mission Plaza Drive, Ventura,
okay, 91
California.
Mission
Plaza.
Plaza. Uh-huh. Drive.
Drive. Yes.
Ventura.
Ventura, California, 93001.
Awesome. And then I'm going to hide that address as well. And then the card that we're putting on file, Tom, is that in your name? Does it have the business name? Does it have both?
The card, like the business card?
No, the card
I,
that we're using for the payment.
Oh.
No worries.
Okay, say that again. What was the question?
The card that we're going to be using.
I was reading something else, too.
It's okay. No worries. The card that we're going to be using for the payment today, is the card, does it have your name, does it have the business name, or
my
both?
Name.
Okay,
my name.
And it's just Thomas Stender, or is there a middle initial?
That's a good question. Let's see.
I know, whenever I'm making payments with my card, I'm like, shoot, do I have my middle initial on there, or do I not?
Right, I do, which is P.
P as in Paul? Okay.
P as in Patrick.
Patrick.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I meant P as in Paul, so I heard you correctly.
No, I know.
Letter, but, okay.
My mother always said that, too. P as
okay.
in Paul. That's my brother's middle name. My name, my middle name is Patrick, though.
Oh, she liked the names with the P, right?
I
like
I guess
that.
So. Yeah.
Nice.
Saints.
Yes. Yes. Very
yeah.
familiar with those. Of course. And then
so, yes.
the billing address, is it also the same, Tom, the 91
yes.
Mission Plaza Drive? Okay.
That's correct.
And there's no unit number, anything like that, right? I just
no
want
unit
to
unit number.
Okay, beautiful.
Nope. That's
and is
the whole
this a,
address.
Okay, perfect. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4815-8203-3108-9308.
When does it expire?
0926.
And the CVC code on the back, please?
780.
Okay. I'm just going to read it back to you for accuracy. Okay?
Okay.
I have 4815-8203-3108-9308, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that expires September of the year 26. And then the CVC code on the back is 780.
Correct.
Okay. So before I process the payment, Tom, I'm going to read to you. It's called a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't normally advertise. Okay. Now,
right.
what it's going to do is going to outline the service agreement. And it's also an added form of protection for you as well that we send in writing. Okay. As I am walking you through it, Tom, if there is anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. Say, Nadine, what
okay.
does that mean? And what I'll do is I will review it and I'll rephrase it. I just want to make sure you know that before we process the payment that you have a clear and firm understanding. Does that sound good?
Yes, that sounds good.
Perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it will read on the first page of Google.
You're asking me to say it?
Yes. Please state the name of the business.
Tom's Handyman Solutions.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Thomas Stender, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 11th, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, but I have a question, Nadine.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Now, this price, is this locked in?
This is a price that's never going to go up on you. That's why when I stated that on every month, okay, every 11th of the month that you're with us, you will only be charged the $249. That is it. So that's why I sent it to you in writing, and that's why we do the voice verification, Tom.
Okay.
And that's to ensure. Okay. So
it
will never
be
a penny
more.
Of course, no. And I'm glad that you asked. That's why I said if there's anything you don't understand, you just stop me. Okay. Because I want to make sure before we do the payment that we're all on the same board, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll just ask you, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Tom, is I'm going to update the package and then I'm going to process the payment.
Okay.
I want to first look at the calendar. Okay. I want to set up your client interview and I want to do it at a time that's going to be convenient for you.
Okay.
Now in the client interview, what they're going to do is they're going to block out an hour. Okay. The client interview can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. During that client interview, what you'll be expecting, okay, is they will re-verify all the information that you and I went over to make sure that I have everything accurate. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to talk to you about the keywords, the areas that we're targeting. They're going to go over everything more in detail, okay? How does your schedule, okay, look for tomorrow? Because I actually – oh, let me see here. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to see if I have anything available for today. I do have an appointment. I mean, I have an appointment for today between 1 and 2 and 2 and 3. Do you want either one of those or do you want to push it to tomorrow?
No, let's do it today.
Okay. 1 to 2 or 2 to 3?
Okay, so we're, what time is it now?
Okay. Right now it's going to be 11:30.
Okay. Yeah, one's good.
One? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I am going to set it up. They're going to call you between 1 and 2 o'clock today. Okay, they are going to call you from an 877 number, okay, within that hour. Just make sure to answer all calls within that time frame, okay?
You got it. Yep.
Now, you're also going to receive an email with a calendar invite, okay? And it's going to let you know about your appointment today. And then let me get that set up for you, and then we're just going to go over a couple of notes, go over your receipt, and then you'll be all set, okay?
Okay, great.
And then you'll also receive a reminder notification letting you know about your upcoming client interview. You don't need to be in front of a computer, Tom, because everything is done over the phone, okay?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So I got that set up for you. Now, with the notes, what are some of the services that you want us to list you for? Anything like in particular? It's just to kind of give them a basis, but of course they're going to go over everything more in detail.
Okay. I mean, handyman services, I know it's a general term, but, you know.
That's okay.
Home services maybe or something like that.
Okay.
Painting.
Okay.
Let's see.
Do you do flooring? Do you do drywall?
Drywall, flooring, painting, plumbing.
Texture, plumbing.
Decking.
You do plumbing? Decking?
Yeah, decking, yeah. Carpentry.
Okay.
Brick.
Okay.
Demo. And cleanup, you know.
Cleanups? Okay. You said brick, and then you said cleanups, right?
I said brick, demo. Like demo. Demolition.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay, that's what I meant.
Cleanup. Yeah.
Demo.
There's a lot. I mean, I just do about everything, so. But, yeah.
Okay.
TV.
And
I
now.
Mean, TV. TV installation. Hank Snap.
Is this just for the for residential only, or do you also do commercial?
I'll do commercial as well.
Okay. TV installation. I'm trying to think of what else. Do you do, like, remodeling? Do you do home renovations, home repairs?
Well, I'm limited to what I do because I'm a handyman. I'm not a licensed contractor. You know, so I can't, I mean, I can't really
can't
say
be over a certain
I
amount.
Do those things. Yeah. So, but I have to be careful, you know.
Right, because it can get a little tricky. So
yeah,
this is definitely.
Get in trouble.
Yeah, no, no, no. And
I'm
this is definitely a great start.
Too, but,
awesome. And
you know,
once you do
I plan
get
on
it. Once you do get it, just let us know. Once you do get your license, let us know. And this way we can update your services as well. Okay?
Yeah, maybe we don't. I don't know if we should put, I mean, painting, you need, you know, a lot of times you need a license for that, you know?
Mm,
it's a big job and stuff. But I can paint
rooms.
If it's
a really big job.
I can paint a bedroom, you know? I can paint a porch or whatever, you know?
Okay. Now, as far as the areas that you want to target, I know we went over some of those areas. Let me look back at my notes.
Yeah, I pretty much, I have Los Angeles. I mean, that's where I work now most of the time.
So I know we talked about Ventura, Santa Barbara, Carpinteria, West Hills, Semi Valley. You want to target like those type of areas? Ojai?
Yeah, Carpinteria.
Okay, I got that.
Camarillo.
Camarillo. Oxnard.
Yeah, for sure. That's very close. Oxnard.
Oh, yeah.
Simi Valley. Thousand Oaks. Even West Hills. I mean, I'm getting back to L.A. that way, but at least I'm coming from this way. Well, I always come from this way, but.
Right.
Seems like I live in L.A. sometimes. I'm only
right?
Down. Except today, I'm not. So today is perfect for this because, yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I may have been exposed to COVID, so I'm getting tested this morning. And
Man, what a bummer, right?
Yeah. And,
well, hopefully you're good.
I'm pretty sure I'm not. I'm pretty sure I'm okay. It's my son. He lives with us. But
Oh, okay.
He tested positive yesterday, so I'm just being responsible.
Man.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Quarantine.
Good for you. Good for you that you're taking care of that now, right?
Do
you prefer that when the clients contact you that they just call you, text you, can they email you, or just phone and text? What do you prefer?
Call or text.
Okay, good.
You know, I prefer texting, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's easier.
Right?
Yeah, and it's, you know, faster, I think. You know, if we needed to discuss something, then we called each other.
Right. And then what are your hours of operation that you want to be listed for, like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday, I guess. Well, you know what? I mean, I really want to do Monday through Friday.
Okay. What time?
You know, I don't know. Yeah, let's do that.
Monday through Friday, and what time do you want? Like 8 to 5, 8 to 4?
Yeah, 8 to 4. Yeah, 8 to 4.
I know the way the time has changed now, it's like, oh my gosh, I go to the gym and I'm like, I come out and it's dark outside. I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah.
And what are the forms of payments that you accept? Cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle?
All of them.
Okay, so I'm going to put cash, check, Venmo.
Yeah. Prefer Zelle.
Okay. So you tell me I'm going to name them off and you let me know if I'm going to name them off. Let me know if you don't want me to jot that down. Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. All of those are good?
All those are good. I have them all.
Very good. Wow. I'm like, I was waiting for you to say no, and I'm like, okay, I guess he has all of these.
I use all of them.
Okay. And then, now, did you have any photos of some of the work that you've done?
Oh, yeah. Lots of photos, yeah.
And would you like us to build you a business logo, or do you have one? It doesn't cost you anything if we need to build it. So we'll build you one.
Let's build one. If we get time, sure.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so that part's done. Now, the next thing I need you to do, we sent it to your email. We also sent it to you in a text message. There's a message that you would have received. It's your initial invoice. It'll say, Dear Thomas.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So open that up, and do you see where it says, Please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Oh, okay. Actually, I didn't get that. Actually, I'm looking at...
There's a couple of emails that came through to you. Yeah, that one's the invite. This one will say, Dear Thomas P. Sender, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email below.
Haven't gotten it yet.
Okay. It shows on my end. Give it a little bit. It should be coming through. Are you looking at your email or your text messages?
Email. Oh, it might be text.
And we also sent it in your text, so it went to both.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I got a welcome. Welcome. If you have any questions, feel free to call us. Is that it?
No, it's one that looks like that. It'll start off with Dear Thomas P. Stender.
Yes. Okay,
that
about
one.
That.
Okay. Do you see where it says, yes, click on where it says click here.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, I'm there.
Okay. Now, the page says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. What I need you to do is scroll down towards the bottom. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right above the signature, there's a box to the left that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Right? So you'll click on that box because you're certifying that you're the person that's on that card.
Right.
And then where it says sign, you're going to type in your name, Tom, exactly as it reads. So don't put a period after the P because it's really case sensitive. Once you do that, you'll click on confirm signature. The next thing that you should see username and password. Let me know when you see that.
I see.
Okay, perfect. So you see username and password it's requesting, right, from you?
Yes.
Okay. So username, this section right here I wanted you to see because this is actually where you will go in and see your reports, okay? Right now, okay. We don't have the username and password for you yet. So once you have your client interviewed, the technician is then going to create that, and you will be receiving an email from us with this link, a username and a password. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you two more text messages. So
okay.
The first text message that I'm sending you is going to have our client support number. Anytime you have updates, questions, changes, concerns regarding your account, you will contact customer service. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I'm also going to send you a YouTube video
yeah.
That's about 6 minutes long. The
okay.
Link, make sure that when you have time, click on that link, and it'll take you through a video on YouTube that gives you a demonstration on how to go in and access your report. Okay?
Okay.
So make sure
sure.
When you have time to watch it. Now, just
okay.
As a reminder, your client interview, they're going to call you between 1 and 2
okay.
O'clock, and they, yes, today, from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls. Perfect. Now,
yep.
The last thing, within 3 to 5 business days, Tom, your website's going to be completed, and that's so you can review it and let us know if there's any changes that need to be made, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Within 6 to 10 days, this is super important, and the tech will go over it with you as well. Within 6 to 10 days, you're also
yeah.
Going to receive in the mail, it looks like a postcard, and it comes from Google. It's going to have the PIN code. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So don't throw it away, okay? We'll need
okay.
That PIN code. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the directories. Typically, what our terms and conditions states is that you will have first page placement within the local map section between 30 to 45 days. However, we like to underpromise and overdeliver, and I've seen it many times happen sooner. Okay? But also,
okay.
Because we know it's important for you to get calls as quickly as possible, Tom, that's why
yeah.
We're going to list you at the very top of the page in the Google Ads on the first page. You'll be there,
okay,
within 7 to 10 days. Okay? So we get
oh,
moving
wow. Okay.
Fairly quickly. All right?
Okay. Yep.
I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And thank you so much, Tom, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited
yeah.
For you.
Thank you. I am too. Thank you.
You
this
are
is a good
so
thing.
Welcome. And listen, you have yourself a very happy Thanksgiving, okay?
You do the same thing, Nadine.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For
save
all your help.
Listen, save your receipt. As a reminder, I always tell everybody, save your receipt for your taxes because it's a write-off.
Okay.
FYI. Okay? All
Done.
Right.
I got it.
Awesome.
Right.
You have yourself a good one, okay?
All right. You too. Bye, Nadine.
Bye.